What's up, my peeps? This is our podcast, Lessons from the Sun. I'm Nina Riccardi, and I'm the sun.
And I'm Tony Riccardi, his pops. We're here to share our personal conversations with you. We'll dive into lessons we learn within sports and our everyday life.
Or crack some jokes and have some fun. And you'll get to hear how much I bust my father's chops.
Hey, listen, we're close, but I'm still your father.
All right, pops, I get it. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome to another episode of Lessons from the Sun. I'm Nina Riccardi.
And I'm Pops.
And what are we going to be talking about today, Pops?
We're digging into a very baseball-ish type of podcast today. And we're going to talk about how does noise in the dugout impact you and your team? How does noise in the dugout impact you and your team? And noise comes in lots of different formats. And this idea came to us from one of our followers on Instagram. I don't know if she wants her son's name being mentioned, but we'll find out after this podcast. So okay. It was a great idea, and hopefully she gives me permission to shout her out on Instagram. Either way, it was a great idea, and thank you. How does noise in the dugout impact you and your team? So we talk about noise. There's all kinds of different noise. We talk about walk-up songs. A lot of teams have walk-up songs. Some teams play music during the game. Some teams have chants. Some teams have chants for the team, against their team. Some people like to talk to their teammates a lot. Some people root for their teammates. And we want to understand, does the noise, each one of those noises, does it help them focus? Does it act as a distraction to help them in a positive way? Does it help us? Does it act as a distraction and actually distract them, which is not good? And what kind of energy does it give it? So we're going to dive into this. Here in South Florida, we are in playoff season. Most of the teams have either finished their playoffs or are going to be heading into their playoffs. So in South Florida, this is like crunch time for the spring season. So let's dive into this. Really, we're going to hear a lot of noise during playoffs more than regular season games because of the hyperness.
Yeah.
So with that said, let's dive in.
Okay.
My opinion is going to come from a coaching perspective, not from a parent perspective. And even though I consider myself a parent, not a coach, but from talking to coaches, there's mixed feelings on all this subject. And you need to give your kid's perspective on it. A player, a kid player. What is your feeling about walk-up songs?
For me, I think they're like good, personally, because they motivate you. Walk-up songs usually motivate you too.
When you go up to hit, they play your song, gets in your head, walk-up song, and it's a quick blurb. Like, how many seconds is a walk-up song usually? Like
10, 15.
Well, that's a lot. Okay, about 10, let's say. Okay, and what impact does a walk-up song have on you?
Well, we don't play with walking songs, so I don't know.
Right. In the league that we play in, we're not permitted to play any walk-up songs. In the league that we play in, we're not. So my question is, how do you think a walk-up song would impact you?
I don't know. I think it's like pretty good. Like, it gets you focused, because usually the songs that you're going to put, you like.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And can you think of any negative things that could happen with a walk-up song?
Yeah, you could get distracted by it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Distracted, but is that a bad thing if you're distracted? Maybe it helps you relax.
Yeah, but you don't want to be too relaxed when playing sports.
Okay.
And
so distracted meaning you could not think about what you need to do up at the plate?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And also another downside is maybe some people might not like that songs and actually like maybe hate those songs or something, or give them bad memories or something.
Wow. I didn't think about that. Like a song for one teammate is a good thing, but a song for another teammate is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it triggers something.
Mm-hmm.
I did not think about that. That's interesting. Okay.
Like if you're listening to a song and then somebody crashes into your car and you almost die, you're not going to like that song because it brings bad memories of almost dying.
Oh, Okay. Bringing us to that morbid place again, huh? Okay. All right. All right. Well, let's move on to my opinion on walk-up songs.
Okay. Let's hear yours.
I don't feel that strongly, positive or negative, about walk-up songs. I can see the benefit of it in the sense that walk-up songs may get some players in tune at a certain age. So in other words, I think it's age dependent. If it at a certain age, if you're too young, it could be very distracted. And as players mature into 11 and 12 years old, I think it's okay.
MLB uses walk-up songs.
This is true. That's why MLB is dealing with a whole other set of distractions, right? Let's talk about the distractions that they're dealing with in MLB.
50,000 people.
Yeah. Or like 5,000 if you play in Marlin, like in the, where the Marlins play. What's the name of that? Or Tampa Bay.
No, Lone Depot Stadium.
Lone Depot, yeah, yeah.
Yay, such a good name.
So you might be distracted by those 5,000 fans. As a matter of fact, I think it's more of a distraction by the 5,000 fans because you can hear your one singular voice even more. You know, there's a lot of distractions. So, all right, so let's go to the 50,000 fan thing. That's a big distraction for MLB. So you think a little music before is going to be distracting?
No.
I think the music's more for the fans than it is for the players.
No, because the players choose their songs.
They do.
Yeah.
But it's just what they choose. It's part of their brand. So it gives the fans an idea. This is just my take on it. It gives the fans an idea of what kind of music that player likes. But I don't even think it impacts the players. Because they have tunnel vision at that point. God bless you. Okay. So
cut that out.
So, all right. So you brought up MLB about walk-up songs. My feeling on walk-up songs, I used to feel that for younger kids, like say 8 years old, I didn't think it was appropriate.
Why?
I just think it was, I used to feel that way because I feel like it was distracting and we have to try and get the boys to focus. The more serious the team you have, I think the less important a walk-up song is. In other words, when you have people that are really focused on developing themselves and want to get better and that the walk-up song is not going to distract them, then what's the benefit then, right? You know, it's just
going to motivate them.
Motivate them.
And that's good.
So that's why I said at certain age level, I'm indifferent about it. Younger, I think it's better to keep it away. That's just my opinion. It doesn't mean it's right, you know? What about music during the game? I've had some reports of leagues and games where they play music during the game as a way to kind of relax the players.
That's not right.
That's not right? Mm-hmm. Why not? Why isn't it right? Tell us.
It's not right because it's like you could distract the other team.
Okay. It could be distracting to the other team. Mm-hmm. And that's not appropriate, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they wouldn't care what the other team thinks.
Well, there's the idea of sportsmanship, right?
Yeah.
A little bit or no?
If I was a person who like was in charge of walk-up songs, I'd play it when the team was fielding and when the team was hitting.
Okay. But now I'm not talking about walk-up songs now. I'm talking about music during the game.
Yeah, music, but
this is just
you get
playing
to make
music.
A whole playlist of walk-up songs that they have.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think any baseball purist would say that there shouldn't be music on during the game. At all. So I agree with you. I mean, the idea, you have to be able to hear your teammates calling it and calling instructions. Mm-hmm. Where the play is, second, first, third. I think there's a lot of reasons why we shouldn't have music blasting during the game.
Not blasting.
But even on during play, that to me just doesn't seem at all. But again, you know, that's just my opinion. One guy's opinion. You said no too when we started this conversation.
Yeah.
So why? Why do you agree that music shouldn't be played in the middle of the game?
Because it's like the same thing you're saying.
Okay, so what's your feelings on it? Tell me.
The same thing you're saying.
Tell me.
We're going to repeat the same thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's going to, for like, if teammates are talking, and this is not, I'm not just copying you, this was what I was thinking. If the teammates are talking, you wouldn't be able to hear.
Right.
Like, two players really close to each other getting a fly ball in the outfield. I got it. You're not going to hear that over such a loud noise.
That's a great example. I didn't say that, so thank you for adding to it.
That was the general concept.
The general concept.
Yes.
How about chants during the game? I have very strong opinions about chants, okay?
I know you do. My mom does too.
Your mom. Your mom. So there are chants that are... first of all, chants. Let's go into a little detail about chants. Please break down the different type of chants that we have.
So there's like chants that are like for your team that motivate your team, and there are chants that bring down the other team.
Right.
Too.
Okay. So chants that are rooting for your teammates and chants that are not more geared towards the other opposing team.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what are your feelings on each of those?
Chants for your team. I don't see why that's a problem.
Right.
Maybe. I think chance for me more to have more likely chance to distract someone than a walk-up song.
Okay.
Because what if they don't like the chant?
Okay.
Then it just gets annoying and it gets in their head and it gets repetitive.
Got it.
And you can't ask them, stop chanting while you're batting.
Got it. What would you do if you were... Wait, when you're batting? The chants are usually coming when the team is batting. The chants aren't coming when they're in the field.
I know that. I see when I'm batting.
So if you were pitching and the team was chanting, how would you deal with that?
I thought I was talking about I was on the batting team.
Got it. No, we are.
Yeah, exactly. So then how come you just said if I was pitching?
I'm asking you, if you were pitching and the other team was chanting, how would you deal with it?
I wouldn't care.
You just ignore it?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And how about the chants that are negative against the other team? What are your feelings about that? So can you give us an example of one or the other? Like a chant for a team versus a chant against us?
Like,
so that, you know, people out there might have heard it.
Most people already know those.
All right. So
most people chant. So like something for the team is like, let's go, blah, 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 let's go.
Okay. Let's go, Nino. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And something for the other team is...
Something against the other team.
Against the other team's like, your team sucks. You're the worst. Blah, 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 blah.
I never heard that chant because those people would be ejected.
Yes.
Yeah. I never heard that chant before.
I hear that a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I never heard that the players... Yeah. They say that, huh? Mm-hmm. The opposing teams say that?
Yeah.
Wow. That's not cool.
So they don't give up.
Okay. All right. So what, in the end, give us, you said there's no harm in chance.
Yeah.
Even the ones that are negative against the other team?
I see no problem with them.
Yes.
You should be able to not focus on what other people are saying and focus on yourself.
Okay. So a player should be focused on their play and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
So chants have no positive or negative in your brain.
They only have a positive.
Only positive upside.
Yeah, because if you're hitting and like the chants motivates you, then you're going to be focused on the chant.
Got it. Okay.
But if the chant is on the other team, ignore it.
So I can see a positive in chants to a certain age. Definitely for the young, like absolutely. For the younger guys, the chants help the players remain engaged in the game, right? And for the younger guys. And then as the chants increase, I think as you get older, the chants become less important. Mm-hmm. But I think...
Because they don't chant in major leagues.
Correct. That's exactly what my point is. Or in high school, really. So... I think there is something to the energy that's created by a chant.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're making a lot of noise and it's a positive for your team,
mm-hmm.
that energy is created.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that? The energy or no?
No.
Please do.
Because I never really think of this energy is good. This
you don't feel like the feeling of like, oh, we're going to do this or we got this.
No, because I don't listen to this.
You don't listen. You just drown it all out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're unaffected?
Yes.
Do you think there are players that are affected and what they would feel from the energy?
I don't know.
You have no idea. So you can provide no insight to this?
Yes.
You are providing a lot of value on this podcast, on this issue, I got to tell you. You can't help it that you don't have any personal experience on it.
Mm-hmm.
But can you try and think about what somebody else might think about it?
I don't know.
Okay. Folks at home, thank you. I don't know. You want to brainstorm?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
How about talking to our teammates? Like words of encouragement.
Like talking or chanting?
Talking. Now I'm on talking. I'm moved on past chants and I'm moving on to talking.
Okay.
Let's talk about talking.
Yeah, well, talking has like mostly is only a positive.
Okay. So what's an example of things that a teammate would say to each other?
Like someone struck out, it's all right, blah, blah, blah. It's fine. You'll get it next time. That was a nice swing. That was a bad call by the umpire. There's no reason you should feel shamed or something like that.
Okay. So give me the order of talking that you would hear the most. There's talking that's done by your teammates. There's talking that's done by opposing teammates, opposing team. There's talking that's done by people in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the ranking of the talking and how it may impact you or not.
Yeah, well, for like if you just struck out, someone talking to you in like a nice voice like would be good.
Okay. Like give me an example.
Like, it's all right. It's okay. You'll get it next time. That was a really good swing.
And who's doing that talking?
Another teammate.
A teammate. Okay. So mm-hmm. like a teammate kind of like supporting you.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
I know sometimes when the parents, at least this is for me, when the parents say, it's okay, it's fine, it like really doesn't help.
Okay.
For me.
From a parent, it's a non-factor.
From a parent, it's like.
As you look at me. So less is more. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Don't say a word of encouragement as a father.
No.
Or a mother.
I'm not saying that.
It just has no effect.
It kind of doesn't have any of effect because like, what if he never played baseball, you know? You don't get the feeling of that.
But I played baseball.
I'm not saying so.
You see, you're putting yourself in someone else's position.
Yeah.
Oh, like what I was asking you to do before.
No.
Okay. So a word of encouragement from a teammate goes a long way.
Yeah.
With talking. And it's
a coach from a coach would be like better kind of.
Okay. Like what's something a coach could say that would make you feel bad after a strikeout?
Feel better.
Well, yeah, let's go back and forth. Better or feel bad?
That was a really good swing.
It's a good swing. Okay. And what's something that can make you feel bad?
Don't look at the ball. I told you not to swing. Why did you? That was a ball.
I told you not to swing. I mean, did you get the take sign in the scenario?
Yeah, or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, some people like get the take sign and they still swing.
Yeah.
Because like, why not?
Because you got the take sign from your coach.
I know. I'm saying I'm putting myself in other person's shoes.
Okay. But if you get the bunt sign, what are you supposed to do?
Bunt.
So it's the same thing.
But someone who wants to swing really badly will still, someone who doesn't have enough self-resistance will still swing.
Yeah.
On the bunt.
Right. Well, most teams, I think there'd be a consequence for that too, no?
Yeah. Well, if you scored your team 3 runs and made your team run the game, maybe that's.
It all depends on the coaching philosophy.
Yes.
Okay. So what is something that could be very distracting as a player? What is something that could be very distracting as a player? Please, give us some ideas.
Something that could be like distracting is like someone talking negative.
Okay. And let's hear that.
Yeah, well.
Is it who? Someone who? A like, fan, a parent, an opposing team, a teammate?
Like chanting, like you really don't hear it, but talking is like a whole difference.
Yeah, break it down for me because I'm obviously learning a lot in this podcast about it.
Like talking's like you're like the worst or something that like kind of brings you a little down because
Who is saying that?
One time I was hitting. I'm not going to name any names.
Mm-hmm.
But I swung and missed at a fastball.
Mm-hmm.
And the catcher was like laughed and said, "You're the worst."
The opposing team?
Yes.
Okay. I find that. Okay. So let's. So why do you
I'm
going
to tell you who it is after.
Okay. Why do you think the coach, the catcher did that?
Because that's what he wants to do. And because he's like, he doesn't care.
Well, what do you think his goal is?
To get inside your head and to be a jerk.
Exactly. Exactly. That is exactly
what he is one.
Okay. So he's only getting inside your head if what?
If you're not have tunnel vision.
If you let him.
Yes. Well, that's the same thing.
Right.
Because if you don't have tunnel vision, then you're letting him.
You're letting him. Okay. So, and let me ask you this question. That guy that is talking to smack, he's trying to get in your head. And you think to yourself, I wonder if this guy's ever missed a fastball before.
Probably has, because I struck him out once too.
Right. Do you know anybody that hasn't missed a ball ever?
No.
Right? So that's the thing that can help you.
I know somebody who's hitting big line drives and home runs most of the time, but
still, right. he's missed a ball before.
Yeah.
So when a catcher tells you you're the worst because you missed one fastball,
yeah,
that kind of just doesn't add up, right?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Oh,
that's saying 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah, yeah, it's a non-factor. Okay, so that's something, but that is distracting for you temporarily until you get yourself back on track. Because you listed it as a distraction. You told me that it was a distraction.
Like, kind of. It's like, there's a difference between if someone's chanting, you really don't care, and talking, it's like.
Talking is more personal.
Talking is like, it's personal.
Okay. All right.
I remember one game with that catcher, he hit me. He hit me when he was pitching, and then I hit him, and then it was back and forth. So.
Okay. Got it.
It was like personal.
Okay.
Because I know that person.
All right. I think we're going down a wormhole here of something that's more of a personal vendetta than the topic, which is how does noise in the dugout impact you and your team?
Yeah. Well, that's technically still noise.
Okay. Talking. How does rooting for your teammate change the dynamic of the team? Supporting
is basically the same thing as chanting for your team.
I disagree. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, because
I disagree.
Like, for example,
a chant. Go ahead. I disagree with you. You made a comment.
This is also a chant. Like, let's go, Tony.
That's a chant. Yes.
That's also rooting for your team.
All right.
Like, let's go.
So let's take that's a chant, and then instead of using the word root, that's a chant or root. We'll use them interchangeably.
Okay.
Then there is words of positive encouragement.
Yeah. So okay. Then that's the same thing as talking to our teammates.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So
rooting and talking are basically the same thing.
So
just one's louder.
Are chants and roots have the same impact as talking? Which one has more impact? When someone's rooting for you or when someone talks to you and says something positive? Someone talks.
Mm-hmm.
So for the players out there that want to kind of level up their teammates and keep making their teammates better,
mm-hmm.
they should do what?
Talk.
Talk. In what way? Let's give some examples for the teammates so that...
Just like I just said, like if on a strikeout, like, it's all right, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. You got... And what about, you know, if... the fielder makes an error or the pitcher's not throwing strikes. What are some ideas that they can say to level up their team so that they can make their team better?
Keep busting through or like some, keep like working.
Keep working.
Keep working on it.
Okay.
Nah, that sounds like a coach.
And what about if an error is made?
It's all right. Like, get it next time.
Yeah, you got this. Next play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a bad thing if a player says some of the things that a coach says?
Kind of.
It's a bad thing. Why?
Yeah, because it's like they're just acting like a know-it-all and it gets annoying. And like, and then what's even worse, if they tell you to do something and then it's wrong, then who's going to be the one to blame?
Okay. So noise from a teammate can be a negative if you're getting the wrong information.
Yes.
Interesting. Have you ever experienced when your team is getting hits, a lot of hits, and the team starts to really just gain energy?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had that experience?
Yeah.
And everyone's like up at the fence, going nuts, like
yeah.
locked in.
I remember like in the game we were winning 13 to 2 or something. And like we were all pumped and stuff.
You were still pumped even though it was a big lead.
Even though it was such a big lead, like
you were fired up.
It was a good team that could have came back. So you're like all fired up to keep doing well.
And likewise, have you ever been on a team where it's just like zero energy? There's no talking and everybody is just really just like listless?
No, I've never been on a team like that.
No.
No.
You've never. Have you ever seen a team like that?
I remember I stayed to watch like a T-ball league game, and they're just like silence playing with the dirt.
Got it.
Well, that's different. But
what about you've never played against even an opposing team when it was like really quiet and there was no energy?
No.
Okay. All right. So that's some. I've seen it. So I've seen it on your team, and I've seen it on opposing teams. And when you like a lacking energy. You know, people sometimes, my observation is they start to get distracted. They start thinking about other things. They're not focused on the task at hand sometimes because maybe they've already beaten themselves before they've gotten up to the plate or gotten on to the field.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes for some players, the talking actually helps as a focus mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Every player is different. Every player is different. But I've seen that when you're talking and getting energy going, and holding your teammates accountable to stay in the game, it can be a positive. You see it as a negative, you said, because some teammates can be know-it-alls.
Yeah, and it just gets annoying.
And it just gets
Not anyone on my team that I'm playing right now is like that, so.
Got it. Okay.
If you think I'm talking about you, it's not.
Not on your current team, but in
not
the past.
Not on my current team.
Got it. I think I know what you're talking about. All right, so if you know what you're doing and the person's helping you and giving you a tip, that would be being a good teammate, right?
Once in a while.
Right.
Not like every single time, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And it's like wrong. But like once in a while, like
I understand.
Okay.
When someone's talking too much and giving you instructions, that's what you mean.
That's what I mean.
Okay. But we're like, talking about different things.
Okay.
I'm talking about kind of like you got this, encouragement.
Oh, yeah. Encouragement is fine.
Because that's part of being a good teammate or even being a leader.
Yeah.
What happens if you're a good teammate or you're a leader and the talk in the dugout, like there's no, you're the one that does that and there's no one to talk to you. How do you handle that? Because there are players that do a lot of the talking and the encouragement. And then when they hit a rough patch, there may be no one that's ready to talk to them. Like
talk
in pump-
to yourself. Because just say in your head, like, what have you told them? Because you must believe it if you're telling someone, like, watching the Michael Jordan documentary, like, I'm never going to tell anyone anything that I didn't do or don't say myself.
Okay. So let's dive into that before we wrap up this podcast. I want to wrap. So the whole thing is, how does noise in the dugout impact you and your team? So in this case, let's say you have no noise because you're the leader and you're the person that does the talking.
Mm-hmm.
Again, say again, let's reiterate clearly for our audience how you handle that because no one's encouraging you. How do you handle it?
Encourage yourself. You don't need any external things to motivate you.
So what should you say to yourself?
Same thing you tell everyone else. For each person, it's different. If you strike out, it's all right. You got this. Just get it next time. And maybe look back of what you did wrong. Think of what you did. Like maybe you were too late on the ball or too early. And you look better and know the next time.
And make a correction.
Yeah, and make a correction. But if you're saying it like you're too late on the ball to another teammate, that's not like.
Got it.
That's not that what they would want to be hearing. They would want to be hearing, it's all right, you got this. You know what I mean?
How about this? It's all right, we got this. Just start a little earlier. You got it next time. Start your swing a little earlier.
Yeah, something like that. Not like a whole like.
It's a positive thing to help Hey, just start a little early. You got this.
A little tip.
A little tip. Just start a little early. You got
like
this.
Like a preview of something.
Just get low next time. You got this. You got this.
Yeah.
I can see your point there. So overall, I think we've, in our discussion, is that we've found that noise in the dugout has a positive impact on you and your team. And I'll wrap up with, you know, saying anything negative about the other team also impacts the way you think, because you're thinking negative. So really, you shouldn't be saying anything negative about opponent. You should be focusing on your own performance. But what I did learn a lot about from this conversation is, you know, how to maintain mental strength if there's no one talking, or really what impacts a player the most to help level them up is really from hearing from their own teammates, mm-hmm. from your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
I get that.
Well, let's wrap it up. Thank you to the mom who recommended this topic idea. How does noise in the dugout impact you and your team?
Thank you. And to the listeners, thank you so much for listening. If you have any podcast ideas, tell us, and we could maybe could give us permission to like put out your Insta or something for.
Yeah, keep the topics coming. We love hearing from you. We're really excited about the feedback that we're getting. It's great. Thank you so much, everyone, for your feedback and your thoughts. And if you want more of these baseball specific topics, let us know. We'll dig deeper.
Okay, or maybe any other sport, and we'll do our research beforehand.
Sounds good.
See you. Thank you so much.
Peace.
Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thanks for listening. Now please do us a solid and hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, follow our Insta, and if you don't mind, give us a 5-star review.
Hook up my homeboy and help us continue to grow, please. Peace out.